Hi everyone, it's Bus Chick. Just checking in, doing my update part two about the weekend. Well, Friday was a complete fucking write-off. Other than I got to spend some time with somebody alone. And I got to take them out and take them to Taco Bell and spend time with them. But, you know, I did something Friday and a person I love may not like this if he hears it, but Friday we went to Taco Bell and I did this to prove something to my mom and to show my mom something because she didn't believe me about something. And what I did was when I sat the guys down, because Earl's my best friend and you know I had to make sure he got a spot and then I made sure Jason got a spot and you know, and I put them side by side at the back of the table against the wall so that they had space to hang out. And, you know, I put Earl across from me and Jason across from my mom. Because I wanted my mom to see how much different they are. And why I made the choice I did. And why I'm completely comfortable with the choice I made. I made that choice a long, long, long time ago. I'm trying to persuade a guy to move on and leave me alone and not, you know, and not be in love with me. So they said, although recent events in the last 5 days have totally proven otherwise, but c'est la vie. A tiger never changes their spots, and this person, yeah, let's put it this way, they cheated in their marriage, they were known to cheat on other people before, and let's put it this way, I noticed how quickly this weekend they flipped from one person to another, as in saying I love you to one girl, and then instantly the next day going to camp and supposedly falling in love with somebody else. Yet, they dress like a female. This person needs to really look into his sexuality. He really needs to do some soul searching because you know what? If he ain't finding the right girl, maybe he's not into it for girls. Maybe he needs to start dressing better and start grooming himself more. My God, he has some sight left and he can't even shave his chest or his armpits or, you know, keep his hair clean and tidy looking. You know, it's disgusting and the body odor is just gross and he covers it up with perfume and it makes me gag. And, yet somebody who's totally blind does extremely well at self-grooming and always looks neat and tidy and, you know, and always takes a shower and keeps themselves neat and clean and, you know, never do I smell body odor. Like, you know, they're always having a shower, they look good and stuff, they know how to dress themselves, you know, they dress appropriately, you know, and it's just, it's disgusting with this other person, you know, and what pisses me off the most is that on Friday this person tried kissing me, and I tried to move my head over, and then they kissed me again, and I was like, okay, yeah, no, I don't want this. I'm not comfortable with this person. I realized when I saw them again on Friday, I realized exactly why I don't want to be with them, and why I would never, never, ever be with them, and why I've been telling them since they first told me they were in love with me, to move on, that I don't need them in my life, that we're not going to work out, this and that, the other. Notwithstanding that, you know, I'm still deeply in love with a very special person here in Toronto who literally is my life. You know, and that means more to me than anything in the world is being with the person here in Toronto. But that concludes the post about Friday, because if I say any more about Friday, I'm gonna blow up. Let's just put it this way, Friday ended really bad. Really, 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 really bad. And I had thoughts that I haven't had in 3 years. Thoughts of doing really bad stuff to myself. Well, that's that. Talk with y'all later. Update 3 coming up.